This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can join us. The us in studio is Daryl.
And Will.
And Will, you are going to have a long, long night because you just wound up finishing up 3 hours of radio on your show, The Call to Freedom. And now you're here. Normally, you're not here on Wednesdays, and normally I'm not in this seat on Wednesdays. That's because Ian and Mark are, I believe, arriving in Acapulco, if they haven't already, and they're down there for the Anarchapulco, where they will be broadcasting from Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah. Well, and normally it would be Ian and Mark, or me and Mike Laurie, but they've switched things up. I do the 6 hours of radio. Anytime Mark's out of town on Wednesday nights, I do the 6 hours of radio anyway, and Mike also does a six-hour marathon of radio every Wednesday as well.
So. Oh, I didn't realize that you had been doing six-hour
marathons. Yeah, when Mark's out of town on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Okay, because we had changed things up, and I'm the second on Wednesdays now. So, like, this is a normal thing that I would be here now.
Yeah.
I'm just normally not in this seat. Normally it's Ian, but again, that's because travel day. They're also traveling on Monday, traveling back on Monday. Ian will be back here on Tuesday in the studio, but broadcasting again from Acapulco, Mexico for the Anarchapulco Thursday through Sunday. I don't know if there are tickets still available. Possibly if you wind up buying a plane ticket to fly down to Acapulco, you might be able to get there, but then, you'd have some problems with the TSA because they don't like it when you buy tickets less than 24 hours before a flight.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. You do know that I used to work for an airline, right?
No.
Yeah, so I left there about 8 years ago, but one of the things that I remember was, you know the little four S's at the bottom of tickets? Nobody really knows what that stands for, but we just joked, oh yeah, that's super secret special search. One of the, there's actually three things that are guaranteed to get you on that super secret special search. If you buy a one-way ticket, if you buy a ticket 24 hours in advance, or if you pay cash for a ticket. And the claim is D.B. Cooper. You know who D.B. Cooper is, don't you?
No.
He was the first guy to ever hijack an airplane. Back in, 1970-something.
Okay.
And he never got caught.
Okay.
Yeah.
He also parachuted out of the airplane mid-flight. So,
right, which is why they wound up changing some of the stuff to where you can't open any of the doors while you're in flight.
Oh.
Yeah. Well. But, we're not here talking about airplane travel, although we could if that's what you want to talk about. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE.
I had some horrid airplane travel this week.
Oh, yeah. You just wound up traveling. Do you want to talk about that? Or do you want to talk about these police officers that actually got found guilty in an actual trial?
I'd love to hear about that. Because it happens so rarely.
Well, the fact that they
crap airline
went
travel
to
is
trial was rare.
Yeah.
Right, but no, everybody has bad air travel stories. Yeah. Everybody has them.
Especially if you fly on Spirit.
Yes, their seats don't recline. And they nickel and dime you for everything.
Yeah, it costs more than Delta to fly with them if you end up actually taking bags.
Oh, did you not pay for your bags before you got to the airport?
I did, and still I got charged for a bag that I didn't take because their website wasn't working. And then they acted like they would do me a favor for giving me the online price instead of the over-the-phone price because their website didn't work.
Yeah, so
it's like you already kept $45 of my money, and your solution, the solution, when I was like, look, my bank shows the transaction here. Let me take a screenshot, and I'll email it to you, and you can see your company's name.
This is Spirit Airlines. We don't have email.
And I'm like, what? What do you mean I can't do that? I want to just send this to you, then you'll see that, and then I can get a refund.
How do you think we keep our prices so low? We don't have email.
And they tell me that if I want a refund, what I should do is I should go get the refund from my bank.
So do a chargeback.
Basically, go take it up with my bank.
So do a chargeback.
Yeah, that they wouldn't give me a refund. That I would have to go to my bank and have my bank negotiate a refund.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for anybody listening, if you've never flown Spirit, and I did one time, and I knew that they kind of nickeled and dimed, but I didn't realize it was as bad as it was.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I was buying a ticket to go to the LP National Convention. I'm looking online on, you know, like Cheap Air or Expedia or one of those sites, and I see this really good price. Like $60 cheaper.
Really good price.
$60 cheaper than the next flight. And okay, I'll go ahead and do that. I've heard that Spirit's not the greatest, but you know, it's $60 cheaper and I'll go ahead and do it. And then, oh, you want a seat assignment? You've got to pay $35. You want to carry on a bag? $35.
$45 now.
Oh, I think I did the thing soon enough, and it's also been 2 years.
Yeah, it's $45 now for
to where it wound up costing me $70 extra to get a seat assignment and to carry on a bag.
Yeah,
I didn't check a bag. I never check bags because, as I said, I used to work for an airline. I know what happens with the bags, so I don't check luggage. And I had to pay to carry a bag.
Yeah, just a little backpack. $45
Because I had the personal item that goes under the seat. That's free. You're allowed a personal item, but you want to put something in the overhead compartment.
The dimensions of a personal item are 18 by 10 by 8.
I had my laptop bag.
Yeah.
That's a personal item.
And your laptop bag, if you have a 17-inch or a 15-inch laptop, will be too big to count as a personal item. They will force you to shove it down into a metal thing, possibly damaging your laptop. They wanted me to take a bag that I told them. I'm like, look, this has old glasses from the 80s that I bought from a swap shop. They're like Alvin and the Chipmunk glasses
right.
when we were kids. And they're thin, and if I push them in this thing, they're going to break. And he's like, well, just shove it in there, or we're going to have to charge you again for another bag. I mean, I paid
Hold
for
on, we're going to charge you again for a bag, even though you've only got the number of bags that you already paid for.
Yeah, they were
going
to make me check it. Which meant going all the way back.
Strange.
That meant going all the way back to the very, very beginning, back through security, back through all of it, and check a bag. But, you know, I was lucky enough that I packed my bag well enough with the specific thing, like, I bet
right.
they're going to do this to me, and the glass didn't break. I was totally paranoid that when I got home, I was going to have a bag full of broken glasses.
Right.
But it was just, for Delta... If I'd have flown Delta, I would have paid $12 less when it was all said and done.
Yeah.
And I would have got free food, free drinks, and a free movie.
Oh, right. Yeah, because that's also on Spirit. Well, no guarantee that you'd get a movie, depending on, you know, the length of flights and where your layover is. But, yeah, on Spirit, when the flight attendants come through, would you like a glass of water? Would you like a drink? Oh, okay, now give us $5.
For real, yo?
Yeah, so they don't even give you a free beverage.
We got two snacks and a beverage for me and for my daughter, and they had like kids-specific snacks and adult-specific snacks. It was great. I highly recommend traveling that way and never, ever using these nickel-and-dime type airlines.
Your calls and thoughts. Do you have any bad travel stories? Or let's jump into this story about the Baltimore police officers that were actually found guilty. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. 450 free. That's 855-450-3733. It's Daryl and Will in studio tonight. And we'll jump into this article here about the Baltimore police here in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about something that libertarians have been wanting for years. And, well, we finally have it. That is a directory of liberty-minded businesses. We're talking about liberty.menu. Liberty.menu is a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for businesses, events, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviews, kind of like Yelp. But again, this is targeted at libertarians. There's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with others. And you also get to compete by earning points. And right now, yours truly is sitting number one on the points there at liberty.menu. And use of liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use code FTL to get a special badge. That's liberty.menu. So we started off talking about bad travel stories where, Will, you wound up traveling last week somewhat, I don't want to say unexpectedly, but last minute. If that makes sense, to where you knew that you were going to have to travel, but you just didn't know exactly when you were going to have to travel.
Yeah, I have a daughter who is 18, and yes, I'm that old, and she gave birth to my first grandchild, a little girl named Sophia. And we, well, had to just, boom, moment's notice.
So do I get to call you granddad now?
I don't care. I'm happy. She's a beautiful, beautiful child. Very happy for her and her mother. And I met the boyfriend. He seems like a good guy. And I hope, you know, all the health and wealth in the world to them. And, you know, I'm just, you know.
Yeah. So, again, it was not unexpected because, you know, you've known for several months that this was going to happen. Yeah. You just didn't know when it was going to happen. So it's not one of those things where you can really buy a ticket in advance.
We actually now have three generations of birthdays that are 3 days in a row. My dad's birthday is the 6th, my son's birthday is the 7th, and my granddaughter's birthday is the 8th.
Excellent. We'll have to celebrate together next year.
Yeah.
Because mine's on the 7th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought yours is my same day as my son.
Yeah, so let's go to the phones again, 855-450-FREE. We've got Vernon calling in from New Orleans. What's to talk about flying? Vernon, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So we do Allegiant a lot, which is very similar, I think, to Spirit. And I think that the fees that you pay to Spirit or Allegiant are just basically built into the ticket with Delta and American Airlines. For instance, your free drink, your carry-on bag, your seat assignment. You know, now, if you can go without the seat assignment and you can ship your bag maybe through UPS or, UPS or FedEx or something, then you're going to probably save some money, I think.
No. Have you ever tried to ship a 40-pound bag through UPS or FedEx?
I have, yes, sir.
And you know that it's not exactly cheap.
Well, it depends on the price of the ticket. I kind of judge, you know, if I'm getting a really, really good deal on the ticket, then I might do that. Yes, it does.
So you would rather, hold on,
well, yeah,
Vernon.
You have to
hold
be getting on, a really
on.
Good deal.
So though. You're saying that you would rather, instead of carrying on your bag and keeping it on your person.
Oh, no, I'm talking about check-in. I'm sorry. I mean check-in luggage.
No, Spirit Airlines charges you to carry a bag onto the plane with you.
Right.
And you just said it's cheaper to ship your luggage than to carry on the bag with you.
I meant to check luggage. My apologies.
Well, still, it's the same. It's actually $40
it's
to check a bag.
It's cheaper to check a bag on Spirit than it is to carry the bag on, which makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah, it's $40
to
check.
If you got a $100 plane ticket and then you go to UPS or something and it maybe costs, what, $50, $60 to ship your luggage, you're going to have that luggage tracked. You know it's going to get there. You're not going to have it lost.
Oh, your luggage is tracked with the airlines as well. They just do a poor job of actually making sure that it winds up getting where it's supposed to go. But even with Southwest, Southwest is a low-price airline. They don't nickel and dime passengers, and they also wind up, you know, not charging you to carry bags on. And I think they give you free checked luggage.
They're still not as cheap as Spirit or Allegiant, though. I mean,
in my experience this last week, by the time I got through with the nickel and diming from Spirit, it was $12 cheaper, and that's not counting the bag that I paid for that I got charged for, and then I had to pay for again because their website was glitching out. It was still going to be like $12 to $13 less to go through Delta than it was to fly Spirit once I paid for my luggage, because I have my daughter with me,
right,
and she's got her own luggage as well. We had stuff we
needed
to bring
back. Right,
so you
had luggage for two people.
Yes.
And because it was a young child, you had that push cart thing that kids go in.
No, we didn't bring a stroller, but because of the fact that I have her with me, I can't really carry a lot of stuff.
Right.
So one of our bags that would normally be a carry-on had to be checked.
Right.
And then we had an extra bag because she's got a bag that's just stuff for her for on the plane.
Right.
You know, so I've
but that
got
was a last-minute flight, right?
It was. It was a very last-minute flight.
Okay, so if you're planning a vacation and you buy through Allegiant, maybe Spirit, you know, if I wait until a few days before the flight, of course it's going to be a lot more expensive than if I book it, you know, 4 to 6 months out.
I'm not saying that it's not generally more expensive. I'm saying that even being just a few days, you know, like I found out that she was going into labor and I booked my flight that night, even it being like that, and me flying out the day after because I couldn't get a flight out the next day because of the snowstorm.
Right.
So 48 hours before I'm flying, I'm booking my ticket. Even that close,
it still would have been cheaper to go with Delta or somebody else.
It was cheaper for me to buy a one-way ticket on Delta the day before I flew to get home than it was for me to take my ticket back with Spirit Airlines that was like bought a week before the actual day I left.
So let me ask y'all another question. Why do you need an assigned seat? I think someone admitted that they had to pay for that. Why not just let them assign it yourself and save $35?
So the reason I get assigned seats, I've got a bad back, and I have to be reclined, and I prefer the window seat because then I can lean a little bit against the wall instead of leaning onto someone or into the aisle. Vernon, thank you for the call.
I have small children. I have to have them with me.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm NHL veteran Jeremy Roenick. You have a few more weeks to nominate your local ice rink for the coveted title of Kraft Hockeyville USA 2018. The winner will have the opportunity to host an NHL preseason game, plus receive $150,000 from Kraft Heinz in rink upgrades. I love being a part of this program, and I've seen firsthand the incredible spirit hockey communities have when they rally together. See complete contest rules and enter your local rink before nominations close on Saturday, March 10th at KraftHockeyville.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Will.
And we're talking about bad airline stories. Because, Will, you just wound up having to travel and you had quite an experience.
I had a great airline story and then a horrible one.
So what's the great airline story? Because we've just been talking about the bad ones.
I flew Delta on my way there. The ticket was only like $193 a head for here to there, which is really good, actually. That last minute. To go all the way to Florida.
Right.
We had a layover that was just the perfect amount of time to grab some lunch in Cincinnati. And then we got back on the plane. We watched The Lion King between New Hampshire and Cincinnati. And we watched Despicable Me 3 from Cincinnati to Orlando. And it was everything was smooth as silks. Hartford's airport and everything. Security was just like right through to 10 minutes done. You know, it was like the perfect flying experience when it was all said and done. And then I realized I was in Florida and was like, oh my God, I can't wait to get back to New Hampshire. Then, you know, I literally got the mirror effect on the way back.
Yeah.
You know, like I feel like I got the royal treatment on the way there. And in order to save $60, because my ticket was $133 with Spirit. But after I paid for the first bag, it was $173.
Yeah.
And then the second bag There you go.
Yep.
You know, now we're up. We're well ahead over the $193 that I would have paid to get Delta. And with Delta, I would have paid for one bag at $25 to check it.
Yep.
And I would have got free movies and free drinks and smooth traveling and a really, really, because even Spirit Airlines terminal looks like Cambodia.
It looks discount.
It does. It looks like you're flying Air Somalia.
Yeah.
You know,
I would say a nice in between would be either. I've got horrible stories about United. I was going to say either JetBlue or Southwest.
I'll tell you all else is terrible is Frontier. Oh, my God. I never want to fly them again.
It depends on who they're flying for. If they're flying under their own banner, not the greatest. If they're doing one of the, and I forget what it's called, but, like a Delta flight operated by Frontier. Frontier's not that bad when they're operating for someone else.
Yes.
And I know that, again, because I used to work for an airline, and I did a lot of traveling.
I only know that. I know that because of traveling to Vegas for Freedom Fest.
Yes.
Because the only way to get there from where I lived was to catch a connecting flight through Denver.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Dan calling in from Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, Daryl, and, the other night I called in, and my call was rightfully, might I say, kind of preachy and angry.
I don't think either of us were on the night you called in, so just go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, so what I wanted to do was maybe turn around today and point out that today is actually World Bonobo Day, if you didn't know that. And it's a day
I
where
did not know that, but bonobos are really cool animals. Specific about bonobos you want us to know?
Well, I thought I would just point out to the listeners that what is perhaps our closest relative is actually like so much like us that it's really crazy to think about, you know, our cousins of something around 5 million years split. They like to, like, if you actually look at what their societies are like, they are almost like what everybody would want a human society to be like. When you see the way they interact with each other and the way that they have their structure. Like whenever you hear people say something like, you know, why can't we all just get along as people or whatever? You know, that makes me think of the chimpanzee, which is a contentious animal. You know, they're very violent. But bonobos are like that exact thing that people always want people to be. So maybe if you're listening, take some time to go look up some facts about the bonobos.
Yeah, bonobos, again, amazing animals. If I could be an animal other than a human, it would be a bonobo. Dan, thank you for the call. Let's go to the Skype, where we've got Ben calling in from, I believe, somewhere in New Hampshire. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. You sound a little distant, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I've got a list of things. I just turned the mic up a little bit. But so first of all, House Bill 628 in New Hampshire is not going to pass, according to Governor Sununu. I talked to him personally myself the other day. That bill would have established a New Hampshire state income tax.
I'm surprised that the governor has said it's not going to pass because the governor is supportive of this bill. And I keep hearing people say that it establishes an income tax. What it does, for people that haven't been following the bill and don't live in New Hampshire, what it does is it creates a family medical leave insurance program that would be state-run. Employees would have the option of opting out, but only at the time that this goes into effect or the day they take a job with a new company. This thing would also be handled by the same bureaucracy that handles the unemployment compensation, and I've never heard anybody say that unemployment compensation created a income tax in New Hampshire.
All I know is that, first of all, he did not know what the bill name was. I had it all written down, so he didn't know what the actual name of the bill was. And but he, what he did say, though, was that he couldn't support it when I told him that it was for an income tax. So I don't know. I might have to go out again with a sign and protest some more. But that was at the Jim Wahlberg thing in Manchester. So I'm a movie star now because there's a thing for this is not, now we're on to topic number two. there's a movie thing about junkies. And so as an extra on that,
are you a junkie, Ben?
No, never. I've never done hard drugs in my life. Also, Savaki's.
Only the great. Soft, squishy ones.
Something like that. Central Ale House in Manchester is great. Murphy's now allows vapes. Thanks, Keith Murphy. My name is formerly WebKeys. I'm still alive. I have a tea recipe if you want to hear it. I was just on NPR today. That's
no, we don't need to hear a tea recipe, Ben. Thank you for the call. But did you have more to say about this House Bill 628 that you know was the first thing you mentioned when you called in, that family medical leave insurance?
I mean, not really much more. I only recently heard about it, but I spent a good 10 hours marching around with a big sign. And one other guy from porkchat.net went around with me and helped with the signs for a little while. So I think we definitely got the message out that we don't want income tax, state income tax in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I don't think anybody actually does want an income tax in New Hampshire. There are
what
some
about
of
the children?
Well, hold on. How does having family medical leave insurance...
If they take it out of your check before you get it,
well,
then it's an income tax. If you can opt out of it, then it's an opt-out income
tax. The way
tax.
The bill is written, there's no requirement that the money be withheld from the paycheck. It only mandates that the employers have family medical leave insurance... thing at a rate of 0.5% of the wages. So it doesn't say withhold from the paycheck.
Oh,
now, it will affect the wages. I'm not saying that it's not going to affect the wages, but it's not written in a way that it is something withheld from the paycheck before you receive it.
So it's a tax without being a tax.
Exactly. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. Will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I see in front of me in the Discord chat people posting facts about bonobos, because today apparently is World Bonobo Day. You can join that Discord chat by going to discord.freetalklive.com or discord.lrn.fm. Lots of people in there. Chat seems to be hopping all the time. I don't know when people sleep, because it seems to just constantly be going. Discord.freetalklive.com. So we started off talking about bad airline stories and then interesting airline stories that weren't necessarily bad. And then we had a call about the legislation, pending legislation here in New Hampshire, that would create a family medical leave insurance program. And we will go back to the phones. But, Will, you had a couple things you wanted to say about FMLA and how it would wind up negatively impacting certain members of society.
Well, I'm looking at the way that this is supposed to happen. And basically what they're saying is that insurance companies will be forced to pay for 6 weeks of medical leave for any female employee that's pregnant and, you know, has a baby,
yep,
has to take time off of work. And I'm sitting here thinking about the fact, like, my daughter is a young girl who's a young lady, and she just had a baby, and she was in high school when she got pregnant, and she didn't have a job. She was just a student.
Right.
Now she's grown, but she had to start working, and she would have started working pregnant. And I'm just thinking about the way things work with insurance companies. And, like, right now, many businesses, like, even to bag groceries, you have to take a urine screen for drugs in order to get a job.
What?
Yeah. Even, like, if you bag groceries at Publix, like most grocery stores, you need to take a urine screen just to work at a grocery store. Like, minimum wage jobs, you need a urine screen for drugs.
Wow.
And that's because of insurance. The insurance companies will give them a discount if they will do those drug screens for all the employees before they get hired. And it's a big enough discount that they're willing to pay $30 a pop for the drug screens,
right,
to get you, you know, the job.
Hold on, they're only paying $30 for that drug test? I know when the state of Florida wound up drug testing welfare recipients, they wound up several million dollars to the company that is owned by the governor's brother, and they found one person.
Well, I mean, it would be equal, it would be, you know, probably millions of dollars altogether, but each person's drug test is $30 a piece.
And they're also not drug testing everybody when a new person gets hired,
yeah,
whereas the welfare thing.
No.
Each employee that is about to get hired gets a test. It's,
yes,
not, oh, Will's about to get hired, so now all 300 people that work here have to go pee in a cup,
yeah,
because Will is getting hired.
Yes, exactly.
Where the welfare thing is every month, everybody pees in a cup.
Yeah.
And again, they find, like, one guy.
Yeah.
So, but hey, the governor's brother's drug testing firm winds up getting millions of dollars, so it's all good, right?
Right. Well, so what I'm thinking is, in order to prevent having to pay out these payouts on a regular basis.
Oh, you're pregnant? We're not going to hire you now.
That's right. Pregnancy screenings will now become part and parcel with those drug screens. Insurance companies will start advertising to companies that if you will screen your new employees for pregnancy, that they will offer discounts to employers that will do so. I mean, that's what the if I can think of it,
yeah,
I know the insurance company guy can, and his lawyer and everybody and all those guys can think of it. So, I mean, this is the, again, we're back to that whole, like, the rule of unintended consequences.
Right, like the let's raise minimum wage to $15 an,
yeah,
hour, and then nobody winds up working at McDonald's because it's all robots.
Well, yeah, they're basically going to take these girls who need jobs, and they're going to box them out of the marketplace, and they're going to create people who need to be on welfare. They're going to create welfare wards.
Right. Let's go to the Skype where we've got Riley calling in. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl and Will. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. So there's a bill that I found out through the Free Thought Project, something about, and it's to create a national ID card and to collect biometric data on people.
Yeah,
so all right, hold on. So the first thing that needs to be done, Will, you're in front of a computer. Can you fact check this thing? Because the Free Thought Project is not known for being 100% correct with things that they report.
Sure.
The bill is...
Yeah, go ahead, Riley.
The bill is H.R. 4760, I believe.
H.R. 4760. I am seeing that something was introduced. Now, when you say a national ID card, the first thing that I thought of was, wait, they passed that a dozen plus years ago. It's called Real ID, and they just haven't actually implemented it yet. So this new thing, I've got it pulled up. The bill amends the Immigration and Nationality Act to revise immigrant visa allocation provisions, including family-related visas. Non-immigrant classification for parents of adult U.S. citizens is created. Diversity program is eliminated. That's the thing that they call the visa lottery. Because, yeah, when you call something a visa lottery, it makes it sound like nobody has to get a background check. Just, oh, you win the lottery, welcome to America, here's millions of dollars. Well, that's not what happens at all.
It also makes it look like we're not using racial quotas to decide who gets to come in and who doesn't. It,
right,
makes America look like what we're doing is random.
Right, but again, because it was called a lottery, people wound up opposing it because lottery, oh, I win the lottery, I get millions of dollars. Well, no, they're not giving these immigrants millions of dollars. They're not saying, come here and don't go through background checks.
Well,
they're making them go through all of the background checks, Plus, they give them a six-month window to get everything done and tell them, don't make any long-term plans until... Which means you've got to then find a job in the U.S. You have to sell your house where you live. You have to find new lodging in the U.S. and do all of this before you ever buy an airline ticket. It's not easy. Continuing on, it limits the worldwide level of employment-based immigrants, or rather the limit on world level immigrants is increased. The H-2C visa temporary agriculture program is revised. DNA testing to establish family relationships is authorized. Again, without pulling up the probably hundreds of pages of legislation, this is probably only dealing with immigrants, which, again, not that anybody should have to have DNA testing in the U.S.
Well, basically what that DNA testing is it's saying, you know, we want to medically establish that this child is actually a child of an American citizen and not the child of someone else, and it's just being attributed to an American citizen so that they can...
Well, and also going back to the first thing on here about the family-related visas... All right, well, we're going to make sure that this person that you claim is your father-in-law actually is your father-in-law by making your wife and her father both undergo DNA test. So reading the summary from congress.gov, it appears that this has a lot to do with visas and immigration, and I'm not seeing anything about biometric national ID cards.
Okay, I wasn't sure, and the Free Thought Project made it sound a little scary. So.
Yeah, the Free Thought Project makes everything sound scary, and they oftentimes don't actually wind up sourcing any of their stuff or fact-checking anything. Anytime I see somebody share something from the Free Thought Project on Facebook or Twitter, I immediately ignore it. And I've often unfriended people just because I don't want to keep seeing the BS. You know, I know the term fake news gets thrown around a lot, but it's really what it is. When you're passing off horrible things as fact, that by definition is fake news.
That's good to know.
Riley, thank you for the call. And also, I want to thank you not only for the call, but the work that you put in every night doing the Daily Digest.
Oh, you're
for
very welcome.
Free Talk Live. That's available on the... SoundCloud, and you can find the links freetalklive.com, listen.freetalklive.com. Your calls and thoughts, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.